If you live in a world of pessimism and negativity, that is exactly what you get. But if you live a life filled with hope and faith and think about wealth, prosperity, and luck, guess what? You'll get those things instead. Want to know more? Well, stay tuned to the Books on Air podcast, the podcast that you don't want to miss. I'm Suzanne Harris, and you're about to get a sneak peek at what goes on behind the scenes with authors. You'll find out their secret recipe for creating a book. They'll tell you where they get their ideas, and you will get the inside scoop on their new project. Want to know more? Great. We'll tell you where to find them on social media. Are you ready? Okay, let's meet today's author. Joining me is Vicki Ann Bless, and she is here to talk about her very timely book, Think Before You Think, Understanding the Power of Your Thoughts. Vicki, I'm so excited to talk to you. This is such a terrific book. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you so much for having me on. I really look forward to our conversation.
Well, I cheated, of course, and used a quote from the description of your book in our opener to sort of tease and get our listeners' attention. Writing a book is no small task. There's always a story behind how a book comes into being. Would you please share the story of how Think Before You Think came into being?
Sure, Suzanne. So, look, really, it's just based on my life and what I noticed maybe in my mid-30s is how a correlation between what it was I was thinking and what was happening in my life was coming about. And I started paying more attention to it. I'm quite an observant person. I always look back on something that's happened, always have all my life, and thought, how did that come about? Or why did that happen? I've always been quite intrigued with knowing the finer details of things. So I started paying a little bit more attention to what was happening and also delving back into my past and thinking, well, when this great thing happened, what was I thinking and what was going on in my life? And when that bad thing happened, what else, you know, what was formulating that? What were my thoughts and my emotions around that time? And when I really came down to it, I without a shadow of a doubt, I realized that what was happening in my life was so much more than the actions I was taking. It was my thoughts and my emotions. And so when I started realizing that and changing how I thought and experienced my emotions and thought about things, I realized my life just turned around and I had more control over my life. And that's how the book came about. I'm certainly no experienced author. I never intended ever to write a book. It wasn't in my lifetime for me. But then I realized this amazing observation. I thought people really need to know that what's happening in their life that they have control over. And I want to help them understand that.
You know, I think that's such an exciting concept for people right now. Everything has just been in such turmoil and such upheaval with this virus that has impacted all of us, the world. I'm in the United States and you're in Australia, and yet we're both sharing a similar experience. And I think what you're saying in your book is very important because people find themselves getting depressed. You know, they're having to stay at home. They can't do what they want to do. They can't go like they normally go. What are some suggestions that you have in the book that might be helpful?
Look, it is about understanding your thought process and your emotions, because that is what basically brings about all experiences in our lives. And that's what the book is about, that helping people understand that. There's a lot of real life stories throughout the book that people will be able to relate to, because they'll understand that very similar experiences have either happened to them or people that they know. So it's not some sort of just made up concept. to, you know, put some sort of illusion out there. It really is based on real life facts that people can relate to. And the most important thing, just try and change your emotion around what's happening. Simply, instead of being upset by it, being frustrated by it, being anxious, just try and accept how it is. Soften your emotion around it and just try and make the most of the situation as it is, because it will pass. But the more angst we put around it, we're actually going to, not just with the virus, but create more drama into our lives. If you keep getting frustrated with the fact that, you know, you're not working, life is difficult, you can't do what you want to do. And even when the virus is nullified through vaccine eventually, if you don't change the way you're thinking and feeling about it, the virus will be gone, but you're going to have a lot more other dramatic upheaval in your life that's been created by the feelings that have come about through the virus.
Sort of shake yourself like a dog after you've had a bath, as it were, and let yourself...
Clean to yourself, yes.
Yeah, get rid of some of that negativity. And I read something the other day about looking forward to something. You just said something that I think we've all thought, but I still think it's very important. You just said, this will be over. So rather than letting yourself wallow in that stinky stuff like the dog does, look forward and try to find something that you can think about in the future, a vacation maybe that you'll take, or a friend that you'll be able to see that you haven't seen in quite a while. Plan something for yourself that's positive to help you get rid of some of this. Is that your bottom line, one of your bottom line messages?
Look, absolutely. Do look forward. Do understand that it's, do plan something, because let's face it, whenever we book a holiday or a wedding or a celebration, it's always the lead up that makes it really exciting. It's always, that part of it, it's sometimes even better than the real thing, just that anticipation of it coming about. And it's very much the same with the virus. Understand that it will be gone and plan something to look forward to. Even during the virus, there's certainly things you still can be planning during the virus that you can look forward to. But again, look beyond it and just understand that it will be over. And, life will go on and become better as long as you don't get caught up in the negative emotion of what's going on right now.
Of course, I'm trying not to break into that Carly Simon song, Anticipation, since you said the word. That immediately started going through my head. I know.
It's funny. That happens with me, too, and I love Carly Simon.
Me,
one of my
too.
Favorite singers.
Me, too. And isn't that funny how we both went right to that song? I guess that says something about
yes.
both of us.
Absolutely. On the same page.
Exactly. You have 31 chapters in the book, and they are filled with stories and ideas. And is there a way, is there a right way to go through the book, Vicki?
Look, that's a fantastic question, Suzanne, and I'm glad you asked that, because I do put in the first few chapters to basically go through the whole book, and even there's 31 chapters of small chapters. So I haven't, made them long and drawn out, because the techniques aren't long and drawn out. They're quite simple and easy to follow and use. So the whole purpose is get yourself a highlighter. If you've got a physical book, I personally love reading physical books because I love highlighting certain parts that have really resonated with me. And that way you can always just, if you feel a moment that you're feeling that you need a bit of inspiration, you can go back to a book that, you've really enjoyed reading, and you can just flick through and just read the highlighted parts that, have resonated with you, and you can, find some inspiration to move forward. So I say please get a highlighter if you've got a physical book and highlight the parts that you do find inspiring. I always find when I reread a book two or three more times, I will always pick up something new that I haven't, that I for some reason skipped over the first time through reading it. And I do ask, do you read every chapter of the book, even if you, all the chapters in the book, even if you don't feel that they, are for your situation? Reason being is you will find just tips and techniques throughout every single chapter that you will be able to, use in your life. So, you might not have a weight control problem, or you may not have, a problem with relationships. However, as I said, there's tips and techniques in every single chapter that are different, simply because I didn't want to be repeating the same stuff in every chapter, so it became monotonous. And that's why the chapters are short. That's pretty much it. And if something doesn't resonate with you, don't try and make it work. You know, we all are in different places in our lives where, something you might think, well, I don't really get that, or I don't understand it, or I don't feel that. Fine, just don't dwell on it. Move on to the next bit. And then it might be another situation in your life in a year or two, if you happen to reread the book, that you'll think, oh, yeah, I understand that more now. Maybe you've been through an experience that has brought that certain part out that you now resonate with. So, that's the best thing. That's the best tips I can give, and I hope that's enough for readers to understand where I'm coming from with the book.
Oh, I think you just said so many very important things, and you and I truly are of one mind. I am a highlighter myself, and it just seems to help me somehow get it into my head. And after I've gone through something and highlighted it, you're absolutely right. When I go back and look at the book, there will be always something that I pick up and I go, oh, wait, I didn't get that the first time. Or when I read it the first time, I was here. And now that I'm in a different place, this means something different to me. And I think the way that you've structured the book, it builds on itself. And because these are personal stories, they will resonate with people. They'll have an understanding. They know that this is something that happened to a real person, and this is how a real person looked at this. I really think you've done just a wonderful job with the way that you've structured this. And one of the features of the book that I really thought was positive was that you left some room in the back. You left some blank pages in the back for the reader to go through there and make some of their own notes, because if they'll just jot down a few things as they read through it, it helps things sink into their brain a little better, because they're paraphrasing and they're putting things into their own words, and so they become more their own thoughts. Is that what you had in mind?
Absolutely, Suzanne, and thank you for your very kind words. That's my full intention with the book, and that, as you had just said, that's how you find reading a book better. And I think most people do understand that, if they do read a book a second or a third time, they do pick up on something, an experience that maybe they didn't go through the first time that they were actually reading it. And that's it. I always find when I read, I like reading a lot of spiritual books and books based on self-help, and I find, wow, that really resonated with me. I don't want to forget that. I want to make that my mantra.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I like that. And you call this a playbook, which I also like.
Going over and over and over it until it becomes ingrained in you. Yes. So it becomes ingrained in you, and that becomes part of you, a part of the person that you are, and that helps just change your whole mindset. Everything that's going on in you, inside of you, when you can just take something and just keep going over and over and over it until it's like driving a car. The first few times you do it, you have to think about every single thing you do. Now, at our age, when we get into a car, we don't think about putting the brake on or turning the steering wheel or the clutch. It's like we're in meditation. And that's what life is about as well. When you start changing the way you look at things, when you start implementing the new techniques, at first they're going to be a little bit more difficult, but if you just keep going over and over and over again, it'll just be automatic that you start thinking like that.
Vicki, I have a question for you. The very last thing in the book, you say, important note. And I looked at that and I thought, oh, that important note involves an American celebrity named Oprah Winfrey. Tell me why you decided to include Oprah and a little homage to her at the end of your book. I thought it was so appropriate.
Look, I think Oprah is someone who's come from extreme poverty, extreme hardship, to make her life into something quite unbelievable, you know, the American dream. And let's face it, if somebody who's come from the first background that Oprah has to make their life into what it is today, I think it really goes to tell you that anyone can turn their life around.
I thought I could not agree with you more. I think she's an amazing person, and she did just pull her own self up by her bootstraps, and she was such an unlikely person to ever become so famous and to ever become such a wonderful television personality. And yet, she is the epitome of success. And I thought that that was so appropriate that you put that at the end of your book. Now, Vicki, I know that we have interested everyone who is hearing the sound of our voices in where they can find this book. It's available on Amazon. And all they have to do is go to the Amazon website, www.amazon.com, and there's a search feature, a big rectangular box at the top. All they have to do is put in the title of the book, which is Think Before You Think, Understanding the Power of Your Thoughts, by Vicki, and let me spell Vicki's name, V-I-K-K-I, middle name Ann, A-N-N, last name Bless, B-L-E-S-S. Click on that, and the book comes right up. And in the upper right-hand corner of the representation of the book cover, there are the words, Look Inside. If you click on those words, Look Inside, the book, and I'm using air quotes here with my fingers, opens. And you'll be able to read a really nice excerpt of the book. All of the chapters are listed so that you can see what chapters are in the book. And you can buy it right there from that site. Now, Vicki, I think there's somewhere else that the listeners could also find the book. Is that right?
That's correct, Suzanne. So the book was published through Balboa Press, which is, the website is www.balboapress, which is balboapress.com.au.
No spaces, right?
Again, if they just get
no spaces
at all, that's correct. That's it. And if they simply go to the search engine and put in the title of the book, Think Before You Think, by myself, which is Vicki, V-I-K-K-I, Ann, A-N-N, Bless, B-L-E-S-S, they'll be able to find the book, read the excerpt, see if the book resonates with them, and if it's something that they'd like to explore, feel free to buy a copy, either a physical copy so you can, you know, do what we suggested, if readers are anything like that, and want to highlight anything in the book that resonates with them, or simply buy an e-book copy.
Now, you've also done a couple of really lovely videos to go along with the book. Let's tell our listeners how they can find those videos, because I thought they were very well done, and I thought they were powerful.
Thanks, Suzanne. I appreciate your very kind words. So, yes, if you go on to, if readers or listeners want to go on to YouTube, and again, simply YouTube in the search engine, Think Before You Think by Vicki and Bless, they'll be able to watch a few short videos basically giving you an idea of how, what the book is about and what they'll get out of it.
Now, Vicki, we're running out of time, And I always like to give the author an opportunity to have the last word with our listeners. When our listeners become readers and they get a copy of the book and they either physically close that last page or they electronically close the book for the last time, what is it that you would like for them to take away from your book?
Look, I think the most important thing that I feel when I read it and I close the book, even though I've written this and I know this myself, I think to myself, wow, this is really going to help turn my life around. And that's what I want the readers to be able to get from the book, that, you know, life isn't anywhere near as, you know, they don't have to do anywhere near as much physical work as what they actually think to get their lives in a better place. It's just simply using some very basic tips and techniques to be able to start leading the life that they deserve instead of, you know, going through the constant struggle that they are. So I'm really hoping the book is going to be an inspiration to readers and really help get their life back on track in the direction that they're looking for.
Well, I think you are an inspiration, Vicki, and I want to thank you for writing this book now because I think it's so timely and so important, and I want to thank you for being with us today on Books on Air. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you, and I have really enjoyed our conversation today.
Now, remember, you can find Think Before You Think by Vicki Ann Bless on Amazon. You've been listening to the Books on Air podcast brought to you on webtalkradio.net. You can also hear this podcast on iTunes and iHeartRadio. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I hope that you'll join me for our next Books on Air podcast. Remember, you never know who's going to be here. Thank you so very much for listening.